that's one thing I never meant to do. 'Cause I love you, oh, 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 baby, don't you know I'm human? I have thoughts like any other one. Sometimes I find myself long regretting some foolish thing, some little sinful thing I've done. Understood. Yes, I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Yes, I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Temporarily blocked, President Trump's plan to send the Oregon National Guard into Portland. A federal judge in Oregon, who he appointed, says it risks blurring the lines between civil and military federal powers, and that the president, calling Portland war-ravaged, doesn't jive with the facts. President Trump threatening to federalize National Guard in Illinois to send to Chicago, where police broke up a protest against the surge of immigration police. Earlier, Homeland Security officials say 10 vehicles in Chicago tried to box in immigration officers during an operation, and a woman allegedly being sought was shot and wounded. A U.S. delegation expected to meet in Egypt with Mideast partners about getting a Gaza peace deal to the end zone. President Trump insisting it's close after Hamas said it accepts some but not all of the Trump-proposed plan. 750,000 federal workers are furloughed with no paychecks as the government shutdown continues. This is ABC News. The federal judge second-guessed the jury, say Sean Diddy Combs' lawyers, explaining the basis on which they'll appeal his 4 years and 2 months prison sentence announced yesterday in New York.
The jury's verdict was resoundingly clear. There was no sex trafficking. There was no racketeering. Everything was consensual. Everything was adult, which is why he was convicted only of the prostitution offense.
Combs' attorney Mark Agnifilo. Of interest to investors, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is due to make a speech this coming week. The Evangelical Lutheran Church in America has installed Reverend Yahiel Curry as its first black presiding bishop. It's a landmark moment for the predominantly white denomination. Curry succeeds Reverend Elizabeth Eaton, who served 12 years and was the first woman to lead the church. During Eaton's tenure, the ELCA Conference of Bishops went from majority men to majority women. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Green Bay weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michael. Mostly clear and mild tonight, a little breezy, low mid-60s. Sunshine and windy tomorrow, a high in the mid-80s, chance of rain tomorrow night into Monday. Much cooler next week, highs in the 60s, although that's average for this time of year. It's 71 right now.
Thank you. say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
Great music without any pumpkin spice.
97.9 FM.
Real, I know it's gonna last a lifetime. 7.9 WGBW. Caution, we can be habit forming.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info at WGBW.fm, bringing you local news and timeless hits while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
WGBW. to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out, we can work it out. Think of what you're saying. You can get it wrong and still you think that it's alright. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out.
97.9 WGBW just raised the bar for morning news. Connie Feldman.
Yep, that Connie Feldman.
Has joined the station with local news and timeless hits to deliver reliable, trustworthy news to Northeast Wisconsin throughout the day.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update.
Start your day with Connie Feldman on news and Dan Marcus on all the rest of the stuff. On the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
Hunger for your touch.
things I can't define. Occasions, plus writings, clutter your mind. In the sense and compliments, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
In the sense of compliments, meaningless nouns. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look what you saw.
You can do beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Does the hanky pain? Walking on down the line.
Yeah,
you know I saw her for the very first time. A pretty little girl standing all alone. Hey, baby, can I take you home? I never saw her, never saw her. My baby does the hanky panky.
Let's knock it dead one time. Let's go.
you can go wherever your smartphone goes. Download the Civic Media app from civicmedia.us.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Her arms are wicked and her legs are long. When she moves, my time we meet, everything is sweet. Ooh, you're so tender, I must surrender. My love is your love now. Some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile. 'Cause you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah, you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The South Carolina State University campus in Orangeburg was on lockdown following a shooting, said the school website shortly before midnight. The Saturday night homecoming concert was canceled. The story is still developing. After Saturday's federal judge decision to temporarily block President Trump's plan to send the Oregon National Guard into Portland, praise for the action from Oregon Attorney General Dan Rayfield, who said of the Trump plan,
"It's an incredibly dangerous precedent to set in America."
The judge saying Mr. Trump calling Portland war-ravaged isn't supported by the facts. An immigration police march was held in Portland Saturday. Later, Mayor Keith Wilson called on citizens to cool things down, stay away from federal immigration buildings. A U.S. delegation is expected at talks in Egypt after Hamas said they accept some, but not all, of the Trump peace deal for Gaza. Israel stopping the bombing of Gaza. This is ABC News.